Hey, it's Bobby Bones. If you're a veteran or if you've got a family member or friend who served, I want to tell you about Safeguard Veterans. Sometimes the hardest part isn't asking for help, it's knowing where to turn. Safeguard Veterans connects veterans, families, and caregivers with local support and resources that understand military life. And when you're talking to people who understand those experiences, finding the right support can feel a whole lot easier. Visit safeguardveterans.net and click on your city. Safeguard Veterans, any door. The right support.
Blog Talk Radio.
What the fuck is going on with this thing? Can you hear me, Callie? Welcome to the show. You're on Off Limits. Thanks for hanging out with us tonight. I am curious because it seems like I'm getting some sort of weird, weirdness coming back on my side. It's like the switchboard's acting up. Something's never changed on BTR. I haven't been on BTR in a very long time. But I came back to say a few things and thought I'd just have a show impromptu because I was in the mood to. So here I am. We are going to talk tonight about gay. A lot of people don't like that word, gay, because of what it means to them. But what it means to us, we being gay people in the world, is not the not the same. Wait, is it fucking up, Callie? Anyway, I just wanted to know. I had a few people who said they're going to show up. We'll see if they show up or not in a little while. But I in the chat room right now, we have Callie. And Callie and I have been talking for a couple of years now, actually. I think it's been January 2011, maybe somewhere around there. So about a year and a half, Callie and I have been talking. Callie and I met on BTR, and she is a friend of mine. And she used to actually host a show of her own on BTR. She still does, actually, every once in a while, called Your Girl Callie, I think. Or what's your show called, Callie? I can't remember what you actually call it, but something like that. But she has a show on BTR every once in a while when she's in the mood. And she just talks about various random thoughts in her head. It's kind of a fun little show. It's half an hour. And the show probably will be a short show as well this week or today. So, but if you want to call in, the call-in number is I'm sorry, call it number 323-843-6160. If you feel like you want to contribute to the conversation, or, you know, always join the chat room on BTR, which is blogtalkradio.com, and search for Off Limits Show and join the chat room there. So I hope that you guys will check it out. I am kind of out of practice. It's been a very long time since I've actually had my show. I did this almost every single day for almost a year, and stopped doing it in, I think, October of last year, because I was doing a project where I wasn't able to do the show. Typically, my show was on at midnight, midnight or 1 a.m. in the morning, or actually, originally, it was on 3 a.m., and then I moved it to midnight eventually, and we had a lot of great people. Oh, I think I have a caller. Hold on a second. Oh, it's Callie. Well, I'll just answer this real quick. Hold on. Let me see if I can remember how to do this. How do I do this? Because the switchboard's changed since I was here last. Callie, are you there?
I am. How did you know it was me?
Because I saw the area code.
Oh.
You're the only person I know from that area code.
Oh, man, yeah, sadly. It's not a very exciting area code to live in. It's We just shoot cops and shit here.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you? I didn't want you to just talk by yourself, so I'm like, I'm going to call in.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I'm okay. I just felt like having a show today, and so I'm having a show. I thought maybe I could convince a few people to come. I had like 5 people say they were going to show up. Of course, they didn't. They haven't. We'll see if they show up or not, but whatever.
That's real.
You know, I know. And you know what? That's the thing about this whole thing. You know, I enjoy doing this because I enjoy communicating with people and talking to people and getting to know people and helping people, whatever. And also getting, like, my thoughts out on, you know, like, because I get pissed off about gay stuff or whatever, politics, whatever. But, yeah, but it's like, oh, yeah. So if people say they're going to show up and they don't show up, it pisses me off. It just does. They don't have to stay the whole time, even if they're there for like 5 minutes, just to say, hey, I showed up, I'm here supporting you, woo-woo, you know, cool, whatever. But half the time they don't, but whatever, it's all right. I was going to say, though, my point was going to be, is like, it's kind of hard to start back up again, because I really, at the height of my success, you want to call it that, BTR, I had a lot of people. I had like 20 people average on the show a night, you know, listening and stuff. I mean, for BTR, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, and like I've noticed, like I'm back now, and I picked a bad time. I picked 10 o'clock on a Saturday night. Obviously, I know people are out, but like that's the only day that I know that I can't cancel, because I don't like I know what, like, I work during the days on Saturday or whatever, and like on Friday nights I have club events, on Thursday nights I'm normally out of town, Wednesday nights, you know, like during the week, I'll be out of town, like that's kind of like the whole thing, but.
right Yeah, and that's a bad time, because Saturdays, you know, I know whenever I've had, because I used to have my show like every night except for like one night a week or whatever, like Saturdays I think, or Sundays or something. And whenever I would have the show on Thursday, or say I'd say Fridays and Saturdays, it was really slow, or hardly anybody would show up, because everybody was gone and they were like living your life, right? But you have yours like at 8 o'clock. What time is your show usually on the weekends? Like during the day, isn't it?
And no, it's at 10 o'clock at night.
Yes, yeah, so I think people are getting ready to go out. You know, they're starting to. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's kind of a hard time. Don't you think?
Yeah. Like, I want to have it, like, I want to change it, but yeah. I'm all about consistency. You know, I hate canceling a show. I remember the first show I had to cancel because it's a stupid reason. Like, my friends asked me to go out, and then, like, I remember when I was actually doing Blog Talk Radio 5 nights a row, I would say no, and I would just work on Blog Talk Radio, but I've learned to put down work and then always, like, have fun when I can. So I feel kind of bad, but, like, I don't want to cancel, you know, it just feels kind of bad. And like,
well, yeah, especially, I understand.
Especially if you have like something, like if you're going to interview someone or if you're going to play a certain song or whatever, it's kind of like, well, people are depending on me and just will, I don't know.
Totally. That's true. Yeah, I get that, but I don't know. But yeah, I just thought I'd have a show tonight because I don't know. I just called it gay because I really had no other thing to talk about on my mind, and I'm gay. So I was like, why not? so I just called it that for whatever reason. I guess on that topic though, how many gay people do you think you know, by the way? Look, if you had to count just off the top of your head.
I don't know. I considerably have a lot of gay friends.
Mm-hmm.
I love the gays, and I do. I know.
What do you love about the gays?
I hate females.
Why?
And like, I do. I hate females. I'd rather have a gay friend than a female. Is that really bad?
Okay, wait.
Even though I will say this, and I say this with love, but some gays are more cattier than girls. I'm like, damn. Like,
oh,
really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that's the thing. Females always think that gay guys are great, whatever. And yeah, gay guys are great. Wonderful. But the thing is, if you yourself are also a gay person, then that same bitchiness you experience from other females, you experience from other gays. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
If you're a girl, like a straight girl and a gay guy, there's a special relationship there, and there's no threat either way,
mm-hmm.
in any way whatsoever, really. So that's why mm-hmm. they get along. But when you're two girls, there's that competition or that threat, or two
mm-hmm.
gays, same
mm-hmm.
thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I think it's a special relationship. So.
I mean, I do. I remember my first gay. He wasn't out yet, but I kind of knew that he was gay. His name is Seth. In high school, he was like my first gay. Like, I remember one time I was interviewing this guy for the school newspaper. He's like, "Show your tits." I was like, "For real?" Like, and then like I saw obviously on Facebook later on that he was gay. I'm like, I knew he was gay.
That's hilarious. Show your tits.
I mean,
wow.
Yeah, like he was like, show him some cleave. I'm like, for real? I'm like, I know you're a dude and everything, but shit. And what does it have with gay guys and boobs? Like,
I don't know. I just think because, you know, because the thing is, like I've always told you before, to me, breasts are aesthetically attractive. They're pretty and they feel nice whenever, but they're not. That's all that they are to me.
Yeah.
I don't want to do anything with them or like motorboat them or anything like that. I just didn't, but there's lots of gay guys who
do. You have not met mine.
There's lots of gay guys who do, and that's fine.
Yeah.
I just am not, I don't know. I'm sort of kind of I'm pretty modest or reserved, actually. I don't know if you
reserved.
I know, that's the thing. I'm pretty reserved when it comes to like people, like sexuality with people that I'm not like in a sexual relationship with. So like my
mm-hmm.
friends and stuff, you know, I'm not gonna like start filling up on my friends and stuff, their boobs and their other parts or anything. For just, it has to be somebody I'm dating or something. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I mean, I'm not reserved sexually, but I'm reserved when it comes to that with people I'm not like with. So if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So like a lot of gay guys, they're like, they'll kiss girls and they're like make out with them and they'll like do their boobs or whatever. And me, I was like, I would never do that. It's just not me. But it's cool for guys who do. Whatever floats your boat, people. Whatever floats your boat.
And then I never understood, like, they would make out with you. Like, I've never made out with one of my gay friends, but, like, the conversation has come up. Like, they're like, oh, well, if you want to make out with someone, make out with, you know, so-and-so. I'm like, he's gay. And they're like, so what? I'm like, eh. I don't know.
Like, I think it's a novelty. I don't understand it either. I don't get it either. I totally don't get it. But, you know, whatever. Whatever. I mean, because I know when I was, like, in my 20s or whatever, it was, like, your age, like, my friends, my gay friends and my straight girlfriends, they would make out and stuff all the time. I'm like, okay, are you gay? Are you straight? Are you
bi?
And, like, no, I'm totally gay. I'm like, oh, I can tell that. But, I mean, it doesn't make sense that you're making out with a girl if you're totally gay. Oh, it's just for fun. We're just hanging out, you know. I'm like, okay, well, I would never do that. It's just not me.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, just not me. But whatever. You know, I'm all laissez-faire. Let people do what the hell they want to do. It's cool. So I was looking online and I saw this article about the top five DILFs, like dads I'd like to fuck. And
okay, yeah. I said dildo. I was like, whoa. No.
And what were they? Let me see. Here they are. So they were, let me see if you agree with them. From number five to number one. The number five is like my number one, by the way. David Beckham.
Okay. Oh my God, yes.
Yes, thank
Dude,
you.
Dude, okay, before we go on, I want to buy his underwear. Like, I just want to buy his underwear. Like, you know, he models.
That's what I wear. I'm not kidding you. I wear Emporium Armani. Yeah, that's all I wear.
I want to buy it for my boo and just like, here you go. He's going to be like, what are these? I'm like, David Beckham underwear.
Well, No, the underwear, I mean, seriously, they are literally the only ones I buy because they are, like, they feel amazing, and they fit really well, and they're comfortable, and they look sexy. It's everything in one. It's like, to me, it's like Victoria's Secret for men. You know what I mean? It's like that. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's the best underwear. Of course, I don't look anything like he does in his underwear. I wish I did because, my God, come on. But anyway, I'm just saying.
I'm amazed by that commercial, by the way. Oh, my God, like...
My God, I know.
I think I can get away with it, though. I think I can get away with it because since David Beckham is a soccer star and my boo likes soccer, I'm like, well, he's a soccer star. Like,
oh, my God.
He would be like, you're crazy.
The only thing is, like, he has to keep his mouth shut. He has a really high-pitched voice. That's the weird thing about him. Have you heard him speak before?
No, I assume it's in a British accent. I mean...
No, it's not just a British accent. It's like he talks, it's like... I don't even know if I can do it. It's like when he talks, David Beckham is like, hello. You know, it's like that. It's like, hello, I'm doing great today. How are you? I can't, it's like a very high pitched voice for a man. I mean, he's so like masculine and everything and sexy, but to me, he'd have to keep his mouth shut. Otherwise, you know, he's all good. So anyway, he's number five. And then number four, who I totally do not even agree with. He's not my type. He may be your type, but not mine. Is Joel Madden? Do you know who that is?
No. Yeah. He's dating Nicole Richie, or married to Nicole Richie.
Yeah. I don't think he's even remotely attractive. I'm sorry.
He is. He's just not my type. Like, I just, like, whatever. Good Charlotte, and I don't like Good Charlotte, so I'm like, eh.
Oh, so he's like, eh. Number three, they have is Johnny Knoxville. What?
He's good looking.
He is, but he's, like, so weird. Like,
yeah,
it's kind of skanky looking. You know what I mean?
Over David Beckham, these two over David Beckham. Hello,
thank you,
David Beckham.
Number two, I totally agree with. Number two could be my number one as well as Ricky Martin.
It's Ricky Martin.
Oh my God!
She bangs. Man, that'd be weird. Just to think.
I think he's beautiful. I think he's one of the most beautiful men I've ever seen. I think he's gorgeous. Okay, the number one they have as... Oh, no, I don't agree with this. I mean, Gavin Rossdale. Where do they get these people?
What site is this on?
It's on Unicorn Booty. It's like a gay website. It's like, I don't know where they pick these people out from. Because I would not agree with any of them except for David Beckham and Ricky Martin. I'm sorry. That's it. But you know who else I like? I like, what's his name?
Unicorn Booty?
Yeah, unicornbooty.com. B-O-O-T-Y.
Checking it right now.
Do you know who Matt Bomer is?
Mm-mm.
Okay, well, type in Matt Bomer and see if you think he's attractive. Him, he's hot. He's gay in real life, by the way.
Matt Bomer? Bomer?
B-O-M-E-R. He may be too, like...
Images.
Too, like, perfect for you.
He's good-looking. He does look gay.
Yeah, okay, he is.
He looks like an older Zac Efron.
Zac Efron? Oh, yeah, he does. You're right. He kind of does. Zac Efron's
great,
too.
I think Zac Efron's pretty cute, too. I'm surprised Brad Pitt isn't on there.
Brad Pitt? See, I used to think he was really all that, but now I'm like, he's all right. I mean, he's attractive, but he's not like, I don't think he's drop-dead gorgeous or anything, but he's nice looking. He's just all right. Whatever. I mean, he ain't all that. Anyway, his wife, Angelina Jolie, I think she's truly beautiful, but she's sort of like...
No.
Disgusting. I mean, the way she's like, she's so skinny, it's like disgusting to me. And she's got a beautiful face and all that, but something about her bothers me. I don't know what it is. I mean, maybe it's the fact she like stole him from Jennifer.
Yeah, that was an effed up reason. I'm like, ew, I don't like you.
Yeah, so it kind of always kind of tainted me on her. I never really liked her very much because she's like, you know, stellar husband, whatever. Anyway, okay, well, let me take a quick break and play some music that you hate. No,
Oh.
I'm kidding. I'm gonna play some music and I'll be right back. Maybe I can get some more people to come in. Be right back. Okay, so I saw this. I don't know if you saw it from Booty. Did you go to it or not? The site?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you see the thing about vagina bleaching?
God, I just posted that on Twitter.
Isn't it hilarious? Oh my God. What they
I
said? Did you
don't
read what they
understand. I
said?
was going to ask you about it.
Well, I'm going to read it on the air because it's so fucking hilarious. Okay. So it says, so hot right now, vagina bleaching. It says, in this commercial for an Indian product called Clean and Dry Intimate Wash, a very light-skinned couple sits down for what would have been a peaceful cup of morning coffee. If the woman's disgusting brown vagina had ruined everything, the dude can't even bring himself to look at her. He can't look at his coffee either because it only reminds him of his wife's dripping coffee brown hole. Fortunately, the quick-thinking woman takes a shower, scrubbing her swarthy snatch with clean and dry intimate wash, freshness and fairness. And poof, her vag comes out blinding white like a downy baby lamb, and not the gross black kind. Her husband, whose penis I can only assume is literally a lightsaber, is all, hey lady, cancel them divorce papers and let's bone. Oh my God, so hilarious. I couldn't believe it. So would you ever bleach your vagina, Callie?
What is there to bleach?
I don't understand that. Are they talking about the outside or the inside?
I don't know. Like, why would it be brown? Like, I don't understand. Mine's not brown. Like, I love how we both posted on Twitter at the same time.
Oh, you did.
But, like, I don't understand it. Like, okay, because to bleaching, like, I've heard of, like, black people bleaching their skin to look more white. Is that what it's supposed to do? Like, that's what I thought. I'm like, what?
Yes.
But then, like, I look at it, and it's like, oh, clean and fresh, because I actually watched the video as we're on music break. I'm like, okay, I don't understand that. But it, like, does she have a problem?
I think there is unfortunately a bias towards light skin, this culture, especially in the United States, even though there's an Indian company and they're the same way. So I think that the whiter things are, the better they are. I guess maybe the lips are brown or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't
wouldn't
know
that be like a disease or some shit? I mean, like, mine's not brown. Like, I don't see how it's brown. Like, it's supposed to be pink.
See,
but,
I would know.
It's not brown.
I have to say I'm not an expert. You're much more of an expert than I ever would be. I don't know.
Mine scares me. Like, it's any kind of, you know, it's scary. Like, it has teeth. I don't know. It's a black hole. Like, but how is it brown? Like,
I don't know. I can't figure it out either. Whatever. I just thought it was hilarious. I mean, I've never seen such a thing, but whatever. I guess you could.
And then I'm like, maybe it's a douche. You know, like when you, like the summer eve, like douche or whatever. But like, maybe that's what it is. But why would it be brown? And why would you bleach it?
Did I tell you the story when I was a kid? I was like 4 years old or 5 years old, and I was staying the night at a friend's house, and his sister was like, I think she was like, three, maybe. I think I was like, I was five. My friend, his name was Jim, and he had a little sister. She was like four. Anyway, her mother, I walked in on her mother, and she had her on the bed with her legs in the air, and she was cleaning out her vagina. And apparently she had stuck something in there. I don't know what it was.
I stick things in my nose, but not like
a four-year-old girl. I don't know why she did this, but she did. And she apparently stuck something in there. She was cleaning it out. And it looked like taco meat or something.
A what?
It looked like taco meat or something. Like she was cleaning out of
it. That stuck taco meat up her... I'm mortified right now.
I don't know what it really was. I'm saying that's what it looked like to me at 4 years old. And I was so disgusted. And I think that moment that, you know, I knew I was probably definitely gay. It was just, I mean, I've always had this disgusting association with vagina. And that's one reason why, because of that experience. It was so gross. Oh, my God. But anyway, I don't know what she stuck up there, but it was brown, and it was like piley, like you could put your rope. Anyway, it's gross. Anyway, I just ran out of the room. I started screaming.
I would too. No wonder. No offense. No wonder why you like penis. Like
door. Anyway. Oh, Lord. I don't know how every time I have a conversation with you, it turns out it's talked about vagina one way or another.
Really? I know. Why is every time we talk it's about vagina? Like,
so scary damn thing. How are things going with you and your neck of the woods?
Good. Good today. Today's good. I'm a little tired. Yeah. Doing, like, a business marketing plan.
Good.
Looking for jobs. Probably shouldn't say that because it's a recorded thing. Oh, well.
Nobody's listening to this show. Whatever.
What are you?
if they
you know,
if they found out that you said that this show, they've got some really good connections with the CIA or something, because there's no way that anybody would ever just randomly know that you said that. Anyway, okay. Well, I was going to say, we talked about the gay best friend thing and whatever. What do you think about, are you thinking, because you said you had, first of all, you never told me how many gay friends you thought you had. Like, how many gay friends do you think you have? Or people you know, acquaintances and friends and whatever.
I don't know. I have a lot of gay, like, I don't know, maybe close will go 1, 2. Too close. Do I have a lesbian? I have a lesbian. No. I have 2 gay guys I'm really into. 2.
Yeah.
2 gay guys I'm really close to, right? 2? I don't know. But, like, those, I'm really close, but I have a lot of gay, like, friends. Like, I love to go to the gay club, and I, like, see a gay, I'm like, oh, hey, like, kind of thing. Like, I have you, obviously, but I have 2 gay husbands. Fred.
Wow.
Fred and
David. You're a Mormon now.
Yes. I'm plus a straight husband. 2 gay husbands and a straight husband.
So how are things going with your man anyway? Are you still feeling like you were talking about the other day? You don't have to go into details, but are you feeling better about it or not?
I'm feeling better about it, yeah. Like, today I am. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
What I don't get is, he'll be so busy. I don't know. It's just a bitch. I haven't told him. I should probably, like, open up and tell him, but we all know in this show that I have a problem opening up. He I don't know, he does this. If I don't text him or whatever, he'll be like, are you busy? And I'll be like, no, I'm not busy, but, yeah, playing hard to get.
You're playing hard to get.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't play too hard or too long.
I know. I know. I've learned a lot over the year. Everything's good. Everything tastes good. Then probably tomorrow I'll be like, what the fuck? But today's a good day.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that.
How about you and Michael?
Oh, we're fine. He works a lot right now because he... Oh, my God, it's Dutchie Girl. Hey, Dutchie Girl. I haven't seen you in a long time. Good to see you. Feel free to call in if you want. You've never called in, by the way, so I know you won't call in, but hi anyway. He's good. He's working a lot. He is... Because he... Did I tell you he got laid off last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, so ever since then, he's been looking for something else, and he's been doing odd things here and there and just kind of trying to make ends meet when he can, but he was working a lot. He's tired a lot, so I get to see him as much as I used to because my schedule is really weird and erratic, but, so anyway. But
I don't mean to cut you off, but there's a radio promote, like a radio thing in Dallas. Maybe he can do that.
A radio thing? What radio thing?
Yeah, like, I think it's, like, promotions or something like that. I didn't really look at it, but I'm like, ew, this is interesting, and like, it reminded me of you, because it said Dallas on it.
Oh, like, sales or whatever? He hates sales. He's not good at sales. Sorry.
I don't know if it's sales, and I didn't, like, read into it. I think it's, like, promotion director or something like that.
Oh, well, he might do that. I could talk to him about it and see. But he's really more like he's into acting. He's done a lot of like local or regional commercials and things like that. And he's done he did a lot of acting before when he was younger. But he used to be a news anchor and stuff like that. He could be a news anchor again. But the market he's in that we're in Dallas is one of the top markets. And to get into this market, you have to have had like been in a top market already, and he hasn't been. Mm-hmm. So he was in like a middle market. So anyway, it's just really hard right now. I mean, it's hard for him and everybody else because the economy is so fucking horrible. But, anyway, so he's having a hard time. But I'm trying to keep him positive and, and try to keep myself positive, too. I'm sort of, I've been so, like, depressed and happy because I've always said the reason people get depressed is they want something that they don't have anymore or they can't have, typically. And so, I used to, like, 2007 was, like, my banner year business-wise and stuff like that, and was making a shitload of money. And then 2008, 2009... sucked, and then 2010 got better, 2011 got better. But my point is that I feel like I'm 36 years old. I'll be 37 in June, and I feel like I should be like a fucking millionaire by now. And I'm nowhere near it. So I'm like, okay. I don't know. I've always been really ambitious, and so I feel like I'm not where I want to be. I guess I'm having an early midlife crisis, I guess, because I'm not happy. I want to be like further ahead financially and further ahead, like my career. And I want to be like really on top of everything, but I'm not. So it's sort of just like you, sort of like you feel, but in a different place in my life, you know, like you, I know you, mm-hmm. you're sort of anxious to get,
yeah, I'm like, we sound the same.
Yeah, I know. I know. So I'm in the same place you are, but in a different level. You know what I mean? So anyway, you haven't really started yet, but you will. I don't, I feel sorry for people your age right now, because people your age are having such a hard time. Because I know your 20s, it's like you have to find yourself, blah, 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 and figure out what you want to do with your life, whatever. Well, it's really hard to do that when you can't get a job and you're in a field you're interested in and you can't get in the door or whatever. And when I was your age, there were jobs all at the wazoo because the economy was like booming in the early 90s and stuff like that. So because the internet and everything. So it was easy to find a job. I could go from job to job to job to job to job. No problem. Jobs were like freaking water. They were everywhere. Now, like you at your age in this economy, I would hate to be you, because you're just trying to start out, get your foot in the door, right? And you can't.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you're also in the fucking middle of nowhere. That would help if you get the hell out of there.
Well, I'm trying to. I've applied to, actually, the jobs that I applied to this weekend were out of the area. One was down south, and then one obviously was in there somewhere in the Bay Area, because that's kind of where I want to go.
San Jose, or south as in like San Diego.
Like, south, like in San Luis Obispo.
Oh, okay. I know where that is. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Like, and then because my cousins live there, so I'm like, well, because it's a promotions director position. And so I'm like, well, if I move out there, and I have to think, I'm like, it's only 3 hours away, so it's an extra hour away from my honey. So I'm like, eh, it's not
is
that
it
bad.
Is it hourly or is it commission?
It would be hourly. I can't work on commission. I would suck balls at commission.
Yeah. That's good. Not so hard to say, don't go for commission.
Yeah, no, I applied to a couple of advertising jobs in San Jose, because that's where I want to live. And I went up there, got an interview, and I got the second interview or whatever. And it turned out to be door-to-door, or business-to-business, selling, like, they're selling, like, tickets to go to Oakland A's game. I'm like, well, fuck me.
Door-to-door?
I don't, like, yeah, I'm like, I can't do that.
I don't even answer my door.
if there's somebody coming to my house.
Oh, okay. It's hard to say, because if it's door-to-door, I don't even answer my door. If somebody's coming to my house, that's one thing. But if I'm not expecting somebody, I don't even answer my door. I'm like, you know, I don't know you. Go away, so.
I did that yesterday, like, my, this guy that, I guess, is homeless or whatever, and he lives in the town, and the parents are, like, nice to him, and he comes over, and he'll sit and talk to them, and I'm, like, laying on the couch, and I hear that he knocks at the door. I didn't get up. I'm, like, it's not for me. If it was for me, which is highly ever, because no one comes out here in the freaking boonies, they'll, like, call or text me, like, I'm outside.
You.
Like,
text, every 5 seconds. Yeah. You know, that's one thing that's good about you, though. It's like, if you ever went missing or something, people would know, because it's like, you know, text. Your text all stop abruptly or whatever. No tweets, nothing. It'd be, like, quite obvious. But anyway.
Right? Yeah. But sometimes, like I told you the other day, I'm like, I try to go days, and I'm like, I'm not going to tweet or or Facebook. I'm not going to do it. Then I was just like, what's going on? Like, I'll read news stories, and I want to. Oh, there's no audio right now.
There's no audio?
Yeah, that's what Desi Girl said.
Refresh.
But like, if I read a good news story and I obviously want to share it with everybody, I just was like, shit, now I gotta tweet. But like,
yeah.
Sometimes I do, but that is true. And also, like, if I go somewhere, I always have this, like, I'll call my mom when I, like, go to my friend's house, or, like, when I come home, especially from a friend's house, or if I come home from my honey's house, like, I always text them and be like, well, I'm home, kind of thing. So if I do get kidnapped or whatever, like, the kidnapper has no freaking way, because people know it takes me about 20 minutes to get to their house or an hour and a half, like, if it's random and strange. So shout out to all the kidnappers that want to kidnap me. You have no chance in hell, because I leave paper trails and people know my daily routine. I'm that freaking, I'm not repetitive. So you're fucked. You won't get very far.
You're predictable.
I'm very predictable.
Yeah.
So you're fucked either way. You can't kidnap me, because if I don't tweet or Facebook, people are like, what the fuck? And if I don't text people right away, you're screwed. Unless
I'm I think, yeah, and I agree. That's what I said. It's a good thing. I was watching, like, about a month ago, I watched, like, all in a row, like, all of these, like, CSI, like, documentary shows or whatever, like, on Netflix, all in a row, and it scared the shit out of me. So I would be in bed. I'd always watch it at night when I go to bed, and, you know, Michael would be next to me.
That's the worst.
And I would be watching it, and I'd be afraid to go in the kitchen or anything. Because half the time people are breaking people's houses and rape chicks or kill people for no reason or whatever. I was like, fuck. And so I was so, like, afraid for, like, a week after that. I watched like 20 of them in a row over that course of that week. It was freaking me out. But yeah, so, like, if you were ever kidnapped or whatever, something like that happened to you, it'd be quite obvious. For me, I don't know. I think, first of all, I would be such a fighting bitch. I am not somebody, you know, if somebody tried to even, I mean, first of all, I'm a big guy, so it's not like people are going to, you know, I have big broad shoulders, and I'm like, I'm tall, and so I'm not like a target, really, anyway, you know, plus I'm a guy. But I think, you know, if for some reason somebody wanted to get me or kill me or something, or try to, I just don't think they could do it. I'm so like, I'm either really nice, I told you this before, I'm really nice, or I'm really evil. So if you're going to, like, try to hurt me, that'd be the evil side coming out. And I'm telling you, I have no qualms in cutting somebody's head off, I would fuck them up, is what I'm trying to say. So
I can see you doing that. And I would not to, you know, anything bad, but I would just pay to see that. Like, I would just pay for you to be like, bitch, what? And then, like, it gets me being like, what now?
That's pretty much the way I'd be. Because it's like, to me, it's me or you, and it's not going to be me, so bye-bye. Anyway, but yeah, so I don't really worry about that too much. But plus, you know, I don't know if you even believe in carrying guns and stuff, and I don't particularly like guns, but it's good to have a gun, because it could protect yourself and your house, whatever. But I think, you know, having a gun makes you feel safer too. So anyway, just don't take Ambien and keep it next to your bed or anything like that. She said, I did it twice. I hear it say Blog Talk Radio, then it's silence. What the fuck? Okay, that's weird. Hold on. Let me see if I can hear in the chat room. What? Oh, here it is. Okay, so let's go and see if I can hear it. This is Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, I can hear it. I can hear it fine.
Is her speakers on?
Yeah, your speakers on? Speakers on. Okay, well, anyway. Is that you, Kathy, going, whatever?
No.
It's not?
No.
What?
I didn't yawn.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know what it is? It's because I'm hearing it delayed, because I'm listening the other way now.
Oh.
Let me get back to the other way. Hold on.
Okay, I was like, no, I didn't say anything
at
that time.
Okay, well, hopefully she will fix the issue. I don't know. It must be something with her computer. Take a quick break. Be right back. We got about 20 minutes left in the show. I think I'm going to stop it in an hour. And I'll be right back. Don't go away. right, so we're back with Callie. We get about 10, 20 minutes left in the show, depending on how it goes.
I'm wishing on a star.
Shut up, Seal. Okay, anyway. I just wanted to say hey to DutchyGirl13 in the chat room. Good to see you. It's been a long time. I'm glad to see you have been busy and all that. And I appreciate your one contribution to Moot Magazine when I did that. Started that a while back. So I appreciate that. Anytime you want to contribute again to your blog there, feel free. I can always give you access. So you can always just update anytime you want. You too, Callie, if you want to put a blog on the Moot Magazine about something specific, you can always put it there and link it to your site or whatever. What was I going to say? Shit. I forgot what my train of thought. See, I'm getting old. I told you the last time I talked to you. I'm getting old. I'm forgetting what I was going to say.
Whatever.
That's true. I just totally went out of my head. It's totally gone. It just went whoosh. That's what happens. It just goes into the ethos. Anyway, I was going to say something about TV. I can't remember what it was. What show? What do you watch on TV, by the way? Television shows?
I watch reality. I want to talk about Army Wives. I don't know if anyone watches Army Wives out there, but last night they introduced a gay soldier to the the show.
Yes. Oh,
and I thought that was, huh?
I said, oh wow.
Yeah. Yes. Army Wives added a gay soldier to the mix. I don't know if she's going to live or whatever because she has
to. Is it he or she?
It's a she.
And is she out or not?
I don't know. I mean, to break down to you, a gay soldier, though, is a female, is dating a day caregiver or whatever on base. And so we didn't know that they were gay or anything until last night. And she is over in Africa doing something, and she has to negotiate with the terrorist next one. So we don't know if she's going to live or die, but hopefully she lives. And the daycare giver was talking to one of the colonel's husbands, and they were like, oh, her name is Nicole, blah, blah, blah. So it was awesome that they brought a gay soldier. It's not out, but it obviously now is out. And we'll see how long it will stay out or in.
Is that the only show you watch is Army Wives?
No, I watch Last Man Standing.
I
really like Army Wives. You should watch it from the beginning, though. I watched Last Man Standing, Two Broke Girls. I watch a lot of NCIS and Law and Order SVU on USA. All the freaking reruns.
Yeah.
I've seen this one. I watch The Secret Life of American Teenager.
Do you watch any reality TV?
MTV reality. I watch The Real World and Road Rules, The Challenges.
The Real World is it coming back this summer or what?
Yeah, they're taping the 26th season.
Where are they going to be?
In the Virgin Islands, I believe.
Oh, God. I can't believe that. 26 fucking years, they have not come to Dallas. That's so fucking stupid. They've been to Austin.
They've been to Austin.
Yeah, they've never been to Dallas, though. I was like, when I was a teenager, when the first year came out, it was New York, the first season, I was 17, I think. And I was like, okay, it's just a matter of time if they come to Dallas. I'm going to audition, you know? And I was still like, I was 17, so I was like, I have plenty of time. And by the time I was 25, I'd age out of it. So it's like, fuck, they're never coming to Dallas. But anyway, I mean, I wanted to be in Dallas. Dallas and do it. Yeah, I thought it would be fun because I'm from Dallas. But anyway, so that's weird. But that's all the reality TV you watch. You don't watch anything like any of the Housewives or any Bravo shows or any of that stuff?
No, I mean, I watch... What was that called? It's on TLC, Cake Boss, but that's not in season right now.
Yeah, that's
reality. Mm-hmm. I do catch Ice Loves Coco. I'll watch that once in a while. I'll also watch Chloe and Lamar. I'm behind on this.
Oh, my God.
Like, I'm tired of the Kardashians, so I didn't really like whatever.
Hi.
Have you seen the spoof of them on SNL?
Oh yeah, I know. I saw
hilarious.
Hi. Yeah,
but yeah, they're in Dallas now, right? Chloe and Lamar are in Dallas.
Have you ran into them?
No, hell no. They first of all, no. They live in downtown Dallas. You know how fucking big Dallas is?
I was just saying, like, you would see some with some cameras.
No. I mean, they are always going to be, I mean, from what I've seen, I haven't seen the show. I've only seen, like, hey, Lady Cougar, thanks for coming. Oh, sorry. You need to read more carefully next time. but from what I've seen, they hang out mostly downtown Dallas, and I'm rarely downtown. I mean, even my office isn't even downtown. It's near it, but it's not downtown. So I rarely go down there. So they live in a high rise downtown, and so I don't have a reason to ever see them or be able to see them. So no, never see them.
Do you see any of them, even like in Big Rich, Texas? I think that's another one. And
I watch Big Rich Texas, and I watch the A-List Dallas. Yes, I watch all of those.
Yes. Do you run into any of them?
Nope. Although Drew Ginsburg from Most Eligible Dallas.
I saw that you. Is he a friend of you? Like a friend of a friend or something?
Yeah, and he's on. He's doing this event with Joel Burns, who's I don't know if you saw the national news about Joel Burns a couple years ago. He was on Ellen and all over the national news because he's a city council member for Fort Worth, and he's gay.
Mm-hmm.
And when all the bullying and stuff was going on, like, gay kids were killing themselves, and he started crying on the council thing about it, talking about his own experiences. So that's him. Anyway, he and Drew are having an event on Thursday. So that's that kind of stuff, yes. But not like just random, you know, Oh my God, you know.
I ran into you.
Yeah, Dallas is huge, and it has a lot of people in it, so millions, so no, it doesn't happen very often. Anyway, I was just curious if you watched any of that stuff, though. But yeah, I watched all of those, and you said, and I quote, new show tonight at 12 midnight central on BTR. I did not say midnight central. I said midnight Eastern. I said 11 central. It's on... whatchamacallit, Facebook. But whatever, even if it was me, whatever, I'm glad you came. So thank you. Anyway, I don't know. I watch a ton of fucking reality TV. Like I said, when I met Michael, he was like total reality junkie, and I am now as well to some degree. But I like all the Housewives shows. I like Bethany Ever After. I like... all the gay shows. Although I've never seen A-List New York. I've only seen A-List Dallas.
I've heard A-List New York or whatever. It's on Logo, right? I've heard of it. I've never watched it, but yeah.
Yeah, I haven't either. So, no, you didn't. I will send you the text. Okay, I believe you. My God, let it go, Miss Thing.
Brain fart. Hello?
I gotcha. Anyway, so...
I was like, hello?
Dead air. Oh, my gosh.
No.
I was listening to a show I did earlier today, which is what prompted me to do this show, just because I was in the mood to do a show. I don't know when I did it, but it was on controversial topics and stuff. And I was talking, Lady Cougar, you were on the show, and remember Jen, she was on the show. Lady Slugga said she'd be here tonight. She's not here. So she always says she's going to show up, but she never shows up, but whatever. Tammy said she was in the hospital. But I appreciate you showing up, Callie, and Lady Cougar and Dutchie Girl. I do appreciate that. You know, you guys are some old pals of mine from BTR, and I do. I do appreciate it. So what's up with you for the next, the upcoming future with you, Callie? You're going to take a job.
I don't know. Why do you ask me this question? You know I don't know.
On the wagon, or get off the wagon, whatever the fucking expression is, and just why don't you just fucking move? You need to find enough money, make enough money, is that it?
Yeah, that's what it is, yeah.
money.
And, like, I'm also, like, I was thinking, okay, if I move over there, I'm going to be by myself. I mean, obviously, you know, I don't like to rely on people. And so I'm like, I would have to rely on him and my other friend that lives there, because I'm just going to be alone by myself all the time. And I'm never alone by myself all the time. Like, I know from an early age, I know that I can't rely on people and I would have to do things by myself and stuff. But, like, for it to be, you know, at 9 o'clock at night and you have your, you know, like the house by yourself, like that scares me, you know. I mean, I'm always used to people in the house or like.
So you have to get up your friends to move there? I mean, essentially, you just like them a lot. Well, that's a big deal. I mean, fostering friendships, it takes time and it's not something you can just go and make a friend, you know, overnight usually. So it's understandable. That's a big deal. And so you would be leaving. You're saying you'd be moving to where he is to be with him? Yeah. And then you have no friends. What about his friends? Do you know any of his friends?
Yeah, I met his friend or whatever. I don't want to rely on just that, you know, like, oh, you gotta go hang out with her because she has no one. Like, I don't, like, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking the worst before I think the positive. I'm like, I'll love the experience. I'll love the exposure. I'll love everything. I know that, but just to know that I might be by myself.
Yeah.
For, you know, for a bit of time. I'm worried that I'll get depressed and then I'll resent going there. And I'll want to be like, I want to go home. I want to go home to my mom and like my friends. And like, it's not like I spend tons of time with like friends or whatever. I mean,
is, I want to say this to you because I made the mistake when I was your age and I stayed in Texas to go to college. And I stayed here because I didn't want to leave my mom and my grandmother and my family and my friends here. And I regret that I never left Texas because, as you know, I can't stand the place. And I stayed here because I was comfortable and it was easier. Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, the easiest thing to do. And so I stayed here. And I regret that. I wish I had moved away. If I had moved away at that time, then I wouldn't have felt compelled to stay here all this time. I would have come back to visit, of course, whatever, and still stay in touch and stuff. But I would have made new friends somewhere else. I would have visited my mom on holidays and everything else. So I still would have had that relationship with people. But I think that in order to get what you want, I mean, it sounds like you need to move away. I mean, you have that. Mm-hmm. You definitely need to move away from where you are now. I mean, you can't stay where you are and get what you seem to want out of life. You just can't.
Yeah.
So you really have to decide is it more important to keep. I mean, you can still be friends with these people and maintain a friendship with them and come back occasionally. You don't have to see them all the time. It won't be the same. It's true. It'll be different. But you can still maintain a friendship.
But I don't see them all the time anyways.
Well, then hello. What's the difference? What's the difference then? When you move, you'll make new friends. You'll make new friends eventually. You're a very outgoing person. Well, at least you seem to be.
You don't even know.
So
Under Aldness is a shy person. I swear to God, I know you will be like, that's bullshit. I'm shy.
No, I believe it. I believe you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, no, I believe you. I get that. I understand that already. I'm just saying that when you go somewhere else, you're going to be fine. I mean, it's a scary proposition, but ultimately you'll be happier because you're going to be pursuing a career for yourself and something that you enjoy. You're going to be making more money. You're going to be able to provide for yourself and be able to live on your own. And your life will be your own. Whereas right now, your life is not your own because you have to depend on other people to some extent. And you don't like where you live. So trust me, take my life as a cautionary tale. Not that my life has been horrible here. It's just that I wish I had moved the fuck away from this goddamn forsaken place to somewhere where I felt like I belonged, you know. I've never felt like I belonged here. I've always felt like I was meant to be somewhere else. It's like literally the energy here does not mesh with my own energy. It's just hard to explain. I just have never fit in here in any capacity. So I think that if you feel similarly, please take my advice and find a way to get the hell out. You don't have a choice.
I mean, like, I'm making strides to go and stuff. But yeah, I mean, I never felt like I fit around here. Like, I do have some countryness to me, of course. I try to deny it, but I do. But I always, from a little girl, I always wanted to live in the city. I wanted to live in New York City. You know, I wanted to go 1,000 miles, you know, away from here. And I have the opportunity now, and I have a reason to. So I am focusing on that, and I look for jobs and stuff like that. So.
Well, if I were,
I am,
if I were,
but it's just scary.
If I were 10, I know it's scary. If I were 10 years younger and I met, or you were 10 years older, and I'd met you when I was your age or vice versa, I would move to New York and we would just be poor and whatever, just, you know, and just hang out and we'd have each other. Because when I was your age, I wish I'd found somebody like that to, because it would have given me the guts to do what I wanted to do, to have someone else that I at least had a security, that I knew someone there. Mm-hmm. It's hard when you move somewhere you don't know anybody. So I understand it's frightening. But you can do it. You have to do it if you want to have a life.
I think you do.
Just trust me. I know what the fuck I'm talking about, so just listen to me, okay?
Okay. I will take your advice. I'm taking your advice.
Oh, I know. Okay, I've got one more break to go. Then we have a few more minutes left in the show. I'll be right back, and we'll wrap up with Callie, and we'll be back in just a second. Don't go anywhere.
Oh, my God, I'm heartily sorry for having offended thee, and I detest all my sins, because I dread the loss of heaven and the pain of hell, but most of all because I love thee, and I want so badly to be good, good, good.
Thank you.
We're back. Maybe not. Are we back?
Yeah, hello? Can you hear me
hello.
Now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
I had the fucking thing muted, sorry. Anyway, we're back, a few more minutes left in the show. We've got Callie here, and just wanted to say that I have tickets to see Madonna at her concert. I have VIP tickets. I'll be in the first 10 rows, and when she comes to Dallas in October, I cannot wait. I haven't seen Madonna since Blonde Ambition in 1987 or 88, so it'll be really fantastic and exciting for me, and I'm sure there'll be lots of other old queens like me there, so it'll be fun.
I was going to ask you, can you give me some tickets for my gay?
Yeah. Well, her shows are always amazing. They're like major productions. They're not just like, you know, mm-hmm. somebody up there singing on the stage. But I'm taking Michael, and I don't even know if he really gets what he's in for, but it'll be fun. But anyway, it'll be exciting. So
if Michael doesn't want to go, I will fly my gay husband out there just to go with you.
Oh,
he would love
fun.
Me.
Oh my God, of course.
He would be like, you work in radio, why can't you get us Madonna tickets? I'm like, I'm only into the level, and I.
It's Madonna. Anyway.
I was like, I don't even live in a big city. What do you expect? And he was like, we'll move to LA. I was like, well, be my roommate then.
He can get
tickets.
Okay. Well, one reason I got such good tickets is because I'm a fan club member, and fan club members got first dibs at the tickets. So a lot of times when you try to buy tickets to the general public, they're gone because scalpers and stuff buy them in bulk or whatever. So I was really lucky. But anyway, they had a...
How much you paid?
Yeah, $1,000.
But
that's total.
Holy shit!
That was total for two tickets.
But still. You get to meet her at least?
No, I don't get to meet her. No.
Holy crap!
No, the VIP, what it means is you get VIP seating, which is the first 10 or 11 rows or something like that. And then you get two free special t-shirts only available to people with VIP tickets when you get there.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a copy of the CD, two copies, one for each ticket. You get that. Then when you get there, you get a concierge who takes you around and walks you to your thing or whatever. And if you need anything or whatever, they help you or whatever. I don't really know what that's about. And then something else. You get something else as well. So that's it. I mean, it's not like you get to meet her. They had a package where you get to meet her, but it was like $5,000 for two tickets, like $2,500 a ticket, which I was like, no. I mean, I like her, but I don't like her that much. So.
Shit.
But normally,
that's a lot. I mean, like, okay, I guess maybe I think of it differently.
Yeah.
Because I do that shit for free, and so like I meet obviously
yeah.
I don't meet Madonna for free. My gay husband would kill me, but he like, bitch, you didn't bring me. I'd be like, well, I work, but no, like I don't pay for concerts or anything like that. So.
Well, yeah, but I mean, the thing is that they're really extremely good seats. That's the first thing, and they're hard to get seats that good.
That was $1, my ass.
Yeah.
Shit.
Well, anyway,
I can live off $1,000 for like 2 months.
You could live, oh wow, wish I could. I could live on that much for maybe a week. I mean, with all my bills and stuff combined, I couldn't live on for a month, but that's because you're young. That'll change. The older you get, the more bills you'll have.
Oh, God.
But anyway.
I'm trying to up my credit.
Well, you should, do you have poor credit right now?
I mean, like, they say I pay my stuff on time. They say that I do. I don't know if I really do. Oh,
well, the best thing to do is to get, they need to do is make sure that you're, you stay below your credit limit by 60% at least. So if your credit limit's $1,000, don't spend more than $400 on that card. That will raise your credit limit and pay off your cards. If it's like an American Express, pay it off every month, obviously, if you can. Otherwise, if it's not, pay more than your minimum, twice as much as your minimum every month. And the one more thing you can do to raise your score is you can make sure that you always get a card, make sure that you don't actually don't start spending it right away. I mean, don't spend it unless you really need it. Basically, credit's supposed to be spent not to live on. You're supposed to spend it
True.
to you know, when you need it. So anyway, that'll raise your score if you want to raise your score. Otherwise,
so if I want to, is it okay just to pay the minimum payments that's due?
Yeah, that's okay too. That's okay too. I'm just saying it raises your score if you pay more than the minimum. Yeah, even if it's just $5 over, that will help your score. So it's better to do that than just pay the minimum. Because when you pay just the minimum, it tells them that you can't afford to pay any more than that, which may be true, but they don't have to know that. So pay more than that, and it'll show that you have more money than, you know, whatever. And then you probably start getting credit limit raises too. So anyway, there's lots of ways you can raise your credit. Watch Susie Orman, she'll tell you.
So by $5, because that just reminded me that I have to pay my bill. I have to pay for my laptop. And so I'm like, well, $5. I'm going to pay extra $5.
Yeah, just $5.
Sweet.
Yeah, that's it, a month. So just something over that. I mean, also the other thing is the sooner you pay it off, the better too. So if you could pay it off, I mean, if your payments, how much is your payment? Like $30 a month or something or whatever? Or
25.
So if you could pay 50 a month, you would not only save yourself a ton of money over the course of the payments, but you would also raise your score by a lot. So I know it's probably not doable for you right now, but if you could pay $50 a month towards your thing, I mean, how many months do you have left on, like a year and a half or something, or 2 years or what? 5 years?
I don't know. It's not that much. I mean, I didn't go like crazy, but I did because I was told to pay it monthly the minimum payment monthly so I can raise my credit score because I could have paid it off already with like financial aid. But, like, I want to raise my credit score, so that's why I've been, like, kind of, like, paying just, like, the minimum.
I see. Well, anyway.
So I just want to raise my credit. That's all I want to do.
Yeah, well, then you need to pay more than the minimum then. So that's all I'm saying. Just do that, at least. And you'll be better off.
I just want to raise my credit.
Well, and that's the other thing I'll say, just one more thing about that, is that credit is life in this country. If you don't have decent credit, then you have no freedom. So when you want to move somewhere, if you want to rent someplace, you want to buy a house, you want to buy a car, it makes your life very difficult. So make sure you have good credit if you can. Don't make the mistake I made when I was your age and took me 5 years to clean it up. When I was like, how old was I, 18? I got all these credit cards because I was in college. And, of course, when you're in college, they just throw them at you for free. You know, it's like, no, mm-hmm. Like I had tons of cards. And I, of course, used them all, and then I couldn't pay them back. And so I had really bad credit for like 5 years. And then after that, I learned my lesson, and since then, I haven't had an issue. But you have to really watch it. Don't fuck it up, because then it'll haunt you for 7 years.
Shit. 7 years.
7 years.
I got like 4 more years.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had two. And, yeah, I just was like, oh, I'm going to buy this, and then I'll forget to pay it. Like, why pay that? It's already paid for.
Exactly. The thing is, though, is that that's the whole thing. It's like, if you don't have the money to actually buy it yourself, why do you think you have the money to put it on a card? Because the money is available to you, yeah, but that doesn't mean you actually can afford it. Just because you can have it doesn't mean you can afford it. There's a difference, you know? So... anyway,
I learned my lesson, but yeah, now I was like, well, shit, like I was 18, I didn't know, now I'm 24, I'm like, damn it.
Yeah.
Should have known better. Things haunt you.
I do, especially in the credit world, so anyway. Mm-hmm. Well, I want to say thank you, Callie, for calling in and hanging out with me tonight. I appreciate it. And Dutchy Girl, thank you for calling or hanging out. And Lady Cougar, thank you for listening. And Joker, I hope you feel better soon. I'm sorry you're in a bad mood. I hope you feel better, whatever's wrong. The guests, 11209 and 618, thanks for listening tonight. I'll be back whenever I'm in the mood, sometime later in the week probably, and I'll just have a shorter show probably. But I just want to come back and say hi and just see what was going on Blog Talk Radio. I haven't been here in a long time and thought I would just kind of check it out and see how I felt about it and see if it's changed at all. So love you all. And Callie, I will catch your show next time you have one. If you let me know when it's coming on, just let me know.
Saturday at 10 o'clock.
Saturday at 10 o'clock. Okay. Well, if I'm around, I'll for sure if I can. Okay. All righty, guys. Well, thank you, guys. And I will talk to you all later in the week. Have a good week and keep your chin up. Things will get better. Okay.
All right. Bye.
Cause it's people like you that need to get through. No one wants your opinion.
The hardest part was figuring out where to go. I didn't want to explain military life before talking about what I needed. Safeguard Veterans connected me to people and resources that understood military life. That made taking the next step easier.
You served others. Let your community support you. Visit safeguardveterans.net and click on your city. Safeguard Veterans. Any door, the right support.